Now he says in verse 6, and these are great principles here, listen. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now the mind of the flesh is death. That means simply this. It means that you're separated from fellowship with God. And that flesh is death, here and now. Now the Spirit indwells the believer, and he brings life and peace. And you'll notice death means separation from God, and all that implies. When you and I sin, we're to confess our sin and be brought into fellowship. Let him wash us. The life he offers speaks of full satisfaction, the exercise of one's total abilities. Oh, to live life at its fullest and best. A lot of people think they're living today. They're not living at all. Peace means you'd experience tranquility and well-being regarding the present and the future. Oh, my beloved, how you and I need to get into that territory we can experience peace. Now, there's one thing for sure, that if you are living in the flesh and you are a child of God, you are not having fellowship with God. You can't. The Lord Jesus in the upper room said to Simon Peter, if I wash you not, you have no part with me. Now, friends, he meant that. He'll not fellowship with you or with me if we are permitting sin in our lives and continue to live in the flesh. Well, somebody says, what we're to do? Do what Simon Peter had to do. Stuck out his feet and let the Lord wash them. And you and I need to go to him in confession. If we confess our sins, who's we? We Christian. He is faithful and just when he does it. Because it'll take the blood of Christ, my friend. You and I do not know how wicked that old nature is. And we need to go to him. And as Donnie said years ago, Lord, I confess that thou alone art able to purify this Augean stable. Be the sea's water and all the land's soap. Yet if thy blood not wash me, there's no hope. And John says in 1 John again, that first chapter, he says, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, keeps on cleansing us from all sin. You and I can imagine this old nature we have is totally depraved. God has no plan to redeem it. He gives us a new nature. And you and I can't live for God in that old nature. If you continue to live in that old nature, must not be a child of God. Somebody says then, if a child of God sins, what's the difference between him and the lost man? The difference is simply this. The lost man goes out at night, and he paints the town red, and he comes in and he says, I'll get a bigger brush and a bigger bucket of paint next time. Wow, he says, I want to live it up. The child of God will come in if he does a thing like that, and he'll cry out to God, oh God, I hate myself. And you'll hate that old nature you got. And this idea today that you can somehow or another train it and live in it, you cannot, my friend. And that's the thing that leads to these legalists today that are, well, I call them Priscilla Goodbodies and Goody Goody Gumdrops. Oh, those sweet, lovely people that are trying today to control the flesh, and they're so pious. And I want to tell you, they're the worst gossips you've ever met. Dr. Newell has put down some very interesting statements. I'd like to pass them on to you. To hope to be better is to fail to see yourself in Christ only. This idea, oh, I hope to do better. Well, you know you're not. You need to see yourself in Christ today. And that only the Spirit of God can move through you. And then he says again, to be disappointed with yourself, that means you believed in yourself. Somebody says, oh, I'm so disappointed in myself. Well, you better be disappointed in yourself. No good thing's going to come out of that flesh, friends. Stop believing in yourself and believe that the Spirit of God today can enable you through the new nature to live for God. And then, may I say, to be discouraged, that's unbelief. Somebody says, oh, I'm so discouraged. Why, my friend, that means you don't believe God. God has a purpose and a plan, a blessing for you. and you need to lay hold of it. And to be proud is to be blind. We have no standing before God in ourselves. Oh, my friend, to see yourself as God sees you. As Mel tried to put it, if we could see ourselves as God sees us, we couldn't stand ourselves. That's how bad we are. And the lack of divine blessing, my friend, it comes from unbelief and not a failure of devotion. I get so tired of these dedicated Christians today. And believe me, friends, I am sick and weary of these super-duper pious dedicated Christians. They talk about that. My friend, the lack of divine blessing comes because we do not believe God. It's not because of a lack of devotion. Oh, to believe God today. Now, real devotion to God arises not from man's will to show it, but from the discovery that blessing has been received from God while we were yet unworthy and undevoted. Anything I get from God does not come through my devotion. I haven't anything to offer Him. It comes because of His marvelous grace. And this idea to preach devotion today, and I've seen these folk troop down to dedicate their lives in services, and I got so sick and tired of seeing that same crowd come down, and that same crowd, you could not trust them, my friend. You could not trust them. They were liars. They were dishonest and gossips, and they'll crucify you. May I say to you, you do not need to dedicate yourself. What you need today is to believe God can do something and you can't do anything. Now, somebody says that's pretty strong. I hope that it is. I intend for it to be that way because Paul is making it very clear here. The carnal mind is enmity against God.